Ghana Revenue Authority, GRA, has embarked on a distress assessment to lock up companies that have failed to fulfill their tax obligations. The two companies visited so far are Data Bank Company Limited and Africa Automobile, who both owe the GRA about 8 million Ghana cedis. Data Bank, which failed to pay its taxes, say it is as a result of a misunderstanding and has issued a post-dated check of 800,000 Ghana cedis to pay half of the 1.6 million cedis they owe. Africa Automobile, which owes about 6.5 million cedis VAT, has been locked up. Doreen Ampofu, who was with the GRA earlier, has joined us in the studio to give us the details. Doreen, how many companies did you visit?
Well, as you mentioned, we visited two companies. The first company, as you read earlier, was Data Bank Company Limited. And when we got to the offices, the GRA went to the CEO and then explained the reasons that they had come to the company. And according to the Chief Revenue Officer of the GRA, which was Mr. Samuel Bento, Data Bank owed 1.59 million Ghana cedis. And what Data Bank was saying is that, well, they had written series of letters to the GRA because there was a certain misunderstanding with the amount that they were quoting, and so the GRA was expected to have written back to them so that they know exactly how much they were going to pay, but they realized that there was no corresponding letter to what they had sent earlier, and so that was why they had a problem with paying that amount. And later on, we spoke to the Chief Revenue Officer of the GRA, who is Mr. Samuel Bento, and he explained that, well, Data Bank, after explaining everything, had agreed to give them the post-dated check of 800,000 Ghana cedis, and then they had decided to pay the rest of the money at the end of the month. Let's take a listen to Mr. Samuel Bento.
An audit was conducted into their operations, and there was a liability established. They've given us part of the money, and part of it will be paid by the end of the month. The total amount was 1.6 billion thousand, and half of it has been given. 800,000 has been given. But there has been a series of correspondence between this company and GRA, and that, I may say, may have been the delay in the payment of it. It was about 2 years ago. There has been an agreement and disagreement here and there, and today that the Commissioner General has signed a warrant for this. That is why maybe it has. When the audit was conducted, it was established that this amount was being owed. But they are also saying that the amount is not up to that. Oh, they are quoting. Well, they are saying that they have paid some. They have paid some.
You heard Mr. Samuel Bento, who is the Chief Revenue Officer of the GRA. And then later on, we went to Africa Automobile. And when we got there, according to the guys we met over there, their bosses were not in, so we had to wait for their bosses to come in. But we realized that their bosses were not in, so the GRA had to lock up the place and then with padlocks and then go away. So let's take a listen to Mr. Samuel Bento.
Africa Automobile is owing us an amount of 6,483,487.5 Ghana cedis. And we've made several attempts to get the money, but all have fallen on deaf ears, so we are distressing them. It's since August 2012. It is not that GRA has delayed. When an audit is conducted, even though exit conferences are organized after the audit, some companies will want to buy time, so they will be petitioning. Petitioning is one of the reasons that it delays in tax collection. So until that final decision is done, there will be this delay. African Automobile, according to them, the big man, all the big men are not in, so we have attached their properties. And after 14 days, if we don't hear anything favorable from them, we will auction them. We will sell the property and recover our money.
Don't you have a time range for people?
Yes.
And you heard Mr. Samuel Bento there again. And as you heard from him, after 14 days, if Africa Automobile do not make payment to or go to see the authorities at the GRA, they are going to auction their property to recover the money.
All right. Thank you very much. That was Doreen Ampofu, who was with the GRA Tax Force.